Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of December the 13th, 2014, the 21st of Kislev, 5775. This week's message is entitled, Steadfast Love, and I'm reading from Bereishit, Genesis chapter 39, and verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him steadfast love, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The more I read the Bible, the more I'm impressed by how well integrated it is. It was written over a period of 1,400 years by 40 different authors in three languages, using an array of literary genres of events on three continents. While completely lacking any sense of being contrived, it possesses a most elegant inner logic. Tragically, the finely knitted continuity between its two major sections has often been lost on readers and scholars. Certainly, there is a contrast between the Hebrew and Aramaic writings, called Tanakh in the Jewish world and the Old Testament among Christians, and the Greek scriptures, by and large ignored in Jewish circles, and called the New Testament by Christians. But that contrast is not one of opposing values, worldview, or the essential nature of the spirituality it reveals. Rather, their main difference is one of anticipation versus realization. For everything the Hebrew writings look forward to, the Greek scriptures not only confirm, but bring to its fullness. Therefore, it's reasonable to assume that the teachings of the New Testament writers would seek to apply what God had revealed in earlier times to the situations they were addressing. This is no less true for its most prolific writer, Saul, who is also called, according to Acts 13, verse 9, Paul. Of all the New Testament writers, he tends to be the most misunderstood with regard to his relationship to his Jewish heritage. This is all the more tragic, since he actually provides some of the strongest threads of continuity from the pre- to post-messianic stages of Israel's development. Known as the apostle, or sent one, or emissary to the Gentiles, that's the non-Jewish nations, he was uniquely tasked by God to bridge these stages. Far from contradicting the older sacred writings he so highly esteemed, he eloquently and effectively illumined God's ways for those who had previously been excluded from the plans and purposes of God. An example of this is one of the most astounding statements in the entire Bible. But the way it is often quoted and discussed, one might think that the concepts behind it were brand new at the time. It's from the letter Paul wrote to the believers of Rome at a time when there were either no Jewish people there due to a recent expulsion, or they were beginning to return. It reads as follows, and I'm quoting from Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Paul is telling this primarily non-Jewish group of Yeshua followers that they could count on God's causing all the circumstances of their lives, good, bad, and in between, for good. Whatever might be going on in the moment, it's never the end of the story. Those who love God are assured that every single thing in life is a tool in God's hands for an eventual positive outcome. How did Paul come up with that? It wasn't a new idea. While the exact phrasing is unique, it is deeply rooted in Hebrew scripture, particularly in the concept expressed by the word chesed. Chesed is difficult to translate into English, but I wonder if that has more to do with what it communicates than in the wording. In various English Bible translations, it's commonly translated as, and I'll read this in alphabetical order to avoid showing personal preference, faithful love, grace, gracious love, kindness, love, loving kindness, loyal love, mercy, steadfast love, unfailing kindness, or unfailing love. Finding the right term is a challenge because chesed denotes God's covenantally committed, unchanging positive attitude and favorable behavior towards those with whom he's in right relationship. The story of Joseph is but one of many of the Hebrew scriptures that demonstrates chesed. Joseph knew God, or rather, God knew Joseph. Joseph loved God and was called according to God's purpose. From an early age, he had a sense of his God-given destiny, but it didn't take too long before the powers of evil bore down upon him. Yet God continued to extend to him chesed. No obstacle can get in the way of God's plans for Joseph. In fact, God leveraged evil's effects to accomplish his own good intentions. Paul understood this in other stories of God's chesed and assured the believers in Rome, and by extension you and me, that if we are in right relationship with God through faith in the Messiah, we can count on his covenantally committed, unchanging positive attitude and favorable behavior towards us. Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitraot.